Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
The 55th edition of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival has been postponed until 2021, but the festival's Eastern Promises industry section will be taking place online on its original scheduled date of the 6th to the 8th of July. And there will also be dates for one-on-one meetings. And we'll talk about those too in this upcoming interview, because here to tell us all about it and how it will be functioning is the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival's head of film industry office, Hugo Rozak. Hugo, welcome back to Fred Film Radio and welcome to our brand new show.
Hi, Matt. Happy to be here.
So we were talking before this, before we started recording. These are really crazy times. It's funny to think that in November, I believe, so not too long ago, we met in Cairo and we talked about the industry section at Karlovy Vary and all of that. But nobody could have really anticipated what would have happened just a few weeks later, right?
Indeed. Imagine the moment we're recording this, the Cannes market is taking place online. Everyone's gathering and meeting together without physically being present. And if you told me that a couple of months ago, I would be laughing at you. So a lot of things that people were talking about are needed because of climate change and other, you know, different reasons are actually now happening because of the virus. Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, as a result, the film industry at large has been impacted by the pandemic, and we will get into how it has impacted the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival as well. I briefly mentioned earlier our interview from a few months ago about the industry section of Karlovy Vary, and if anyone wants to get a more in-depth general idea of what it normally looks like, I encourage you to check that out. But just for the sake of the people who are tuning in to this show right now, would you be able to give a brief overview of what the Eastern Promises industry section looks like normally?
Well, normally we try to focus on, you know, introducing to the industry professionals from around the world that come to our festival a selection of projects that are in the making, that are not yet complete, that are still available to be bought by buyers. At a time when they have not been premiered yet. And so we curate a different set of selections. We have documentary focus, we have feature film focus, we have focus on experimental films, and also on projects that are still in development. And we bring people together in one of the Karlovy Vary cinemas where these projects are pitched, introduced, or small snippets of them are screened. We organize one-on-one meetings, and we award some prizes to those that deserve them. And yeah, that's pretty much how it is. We run a set of different cocktails and opportunities for people to also non-formally bind. And this is somewhat what we're trying to also replicate possibly this year.
Without the people being physically present, because of course so much of it, well, almost all of it, I presume, it's going to be taking place online. We'll get into that in more detail a little bit. But just so that people know, Eastern Promises, I mean, where do these projects come from?
Oh, great point. Yes, we try to focus on the same region that we think we represent, or that we are good at representing, which is Central Eastern Europe, much of the post-Soviet countries, the Baltics, the Balkans, Turkey, Greece, and also the Middle East and North Africa. That's a new addition, actually, for us. Wherever we believe that there's talent that we can help bring out and that should be introduced on a sort of international level, there we try to tap in and select projects that deserve to be shown.
Yeah, the North African edition is very interesting. How many projects have been selected for this year's edition?
We have 42.
42 projects. Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. So, we're talking both documentary and fiction.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, when the decision was made to make the Eastern Promises industry section an online edition, was there a moment when you perhaps considered postponing this too, considering that, in a sense, the festival itself was postponed?
Well, great question. I think in the back of my mind, right after Berlinale, as you know, the whole industry was slowly starting to see this virus take over Europe, I think we were also looking at what's going to happen to us. I mean, to the festivals that were taking place in Prague and, I mean, generally all over the world. So I think already at that point, I think we were pretty convinced that whatever we're doing in the industry section, it can be done online. I mean, there's already been some examples of that. And so we just started thinking about how we can reorganize ourselves. But I don't think we ever came to a point when we said, okay, it's not, you know, it makes no sense to do that. I think we saw that people could still select and consider projects without necessarily physically being in the screening room, even though that's a bit different. But we know that the industry professionals, they're used to watch and consider films on a smaller screen, you know. So with that in mind, I think we always knew there will be at least something that we can still bring. And we had enough time to plan if we choose to go in that direction. So that helped us a lot.
In a way, like this is also a way to sort of help the film industry out of this difficult situation, to continue to renew the commitment to the film industry itself by keeping the Eastern Promises industry section running this year as well.
Exactly. I think it's also a way of, you know, showing respect to all the films that have suddenly been stuck in the pipeline, you know, because there were no premieres, but lots of films were still about to be ready. So it would have been very unfair to say, okay, you know, that there is no space for that either. And we do have that space. We just need to be innovative in how we can present it differently.
So in a logistic perspective, how is it going to function? What softwares are you using? Tell me about the experimentation with all this technological thing that needs to be used.
We're actually just going to go about it in the more traditional paths rather than the very innovative tech Zoom and all those kind of platforms ways, because we've partnered with the Czech television, the national broadcaster, to provide us with a studio out of which we can actually send out all the different streams of the different presentations, including the introductions to the films. And we're sort of gonna try to make sure that it's interesting for the audience, that they are somewhat involved also, you know, in what they're watching and how they understand it. So we're trying to adapt it a little bit to what an eye can take sitting on a couch or at a desk watching projects, by making it a little bit more lively. But at the same time, the stream itself will sort of look like a TV show, hopefully. So we're just taking care of the stream and then also of the one-on-one interactions that take place after we those are done through Zoom, and you know, they will just become the type of meetings that everyone's gotten used to in the past couple of weeks, I believe.
Oh, so a lot of it is going to be very high quality. I mean, it sounds great to me.
Well, we hope so, yes. I mean, it all starts with whatever we receive from the project owners, you know. So as good their videos arrive here, that good, we hope we can present them onwards.
And you mentioned audience. Does that mean that some parts of the program will be accessible to everybody?
No, I think we talk about industry audience. So when we say that, we really want to have people registered. We want to know who they are, who we're, and you know, who we're letting into the room, because these projects are still in that fragile state. You know, they haven't really been presented anywhere, and this is not a time to harm them. So we are creating a safe space, and in that sense, we're only looking at registrations. Anyone can register, doesn't mean we can grant them the registration. So for example, we cannot invite journalists except for the ones that we know understand the fragility of those projects at that time.
But what are some of the new things about its program this year?
Well, we stay with the traditional things we're known for. The Works in Progress is, of course, going to be there. But this year, we're actually adding a new element of another set of Works in Progress, which we've been working on together with First Cut Plus initiative, which is also linked to First Cut Lab initiative by our friends from Tatino Films. And this is actually a sort of series of workshops that's done. Well, there's two semesters of it. Half of the projects, it's about 16 projects in total, and half of them are presented in Trieste at the When East Meets West as works in progress, and another half of the projects is presented in Carlo Vivari. And aside from the actual works in progress presentation, these projects are also tutored and given consultancies in different areas that are needed at that final stage when the project is about to be released to access market. So it's about consultancies and how to approach sales companies, how to work with distribution strategy, how to consider festival strategy, some suggestions on how to work with your trailer, etc., etc. So the selected project owners are given this type of consultancy prior to the actual presentation of the works in progress. And they are launched in Carlo Vivari and then another semester in Trieste in January. So this is kind of an exciting new element because all of these projects must have or should have gone through some kind of final editing stage support via the First Cut Lab platform. So we can also, in a way, rely on the quality of those projects because they've already been sort of selected and given a number of different consultancies. And so we're very happy to have that addition in.
Yes.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah, it's more to look at the increasing the marketability of these projects, I suppose. Given the times that we're living in, do you expect that some of the discussions will be influenced by COVID-19 in any way?
What do you mean by discussions? You mean negotiations or?
I guess the dynamics of this year's Eastern Promises. Do you feel that it will be impacted in any way by coronavirus? Yeah. Maybe people will be talking
about it. I'm very curious how it's going to turn out, to be honest, because also we were put in this difficult position when after we've announced our online industry to take place, the Cannes market positioned itself right like 2 weeks before our own event. So with everything happening online. So one of the realities for me was to also be sure that people will not be overly exhausted of anything online, right after this. So we expect, a bit of tiredness of the online concept, because after all, we all know it's not the same. But at the same time, we try to make sure to give the heads out to all the sales companies and the buyers that, our selection is still waiting there. But we, for example, limited drastically any kind of, discussions and panels and things like that, because we thought that's going to be the last thing anyone's going to be waiting for after they've just completed 7 days of very intensive Cannes. And there's some other industry events that are taking place also around the same time. So, it's we're now all sort of online in that jungle. And I think we just have to rely on people that trust our brand and our selection and our curation. And I'm sure they will attend and they will be eager whether there's COVID or not, So, yeah, of course there's impact, but I think we're the lucky ones in a way because we still managed to pull off some activities and some events despite having postponed our physical festival edition.
Very good. Yeah, I have no doubt that you'll be able to do that quite successfully. Fatigue would be the word. I mean, I think we're very digitally fatigued at the moment. Nonetheless, I think that you were telling me before we started recording that despite the fact that the festival is not taking place, there will be some sort of physical counterpart or something physical that people can attend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Actually, this is quite exciting because we at the point when we decided to postpone the festival, we also were suddenly sitting with all these programs, all these films that were selected by the program department, you know. So we were suddenly thinking, what do we do? Now we've actually seen some things. We want to show them on. They were usually from Berlinale or from Sundance, you know. How can we still, you know, make this scene? And we came up with this initiative of Carlo Vivari at Your Cinema, which is going to be a sort of like a mini festival around the entire Czech Republic, because we saw that the screening halls are now allowed to be open again, so people can go to cinemas. And so in simultaneously, there will be about 16 films shown, two every day in up to 96 cinemas across the country. So this is something we're very excited about. We will try to replicate as much of our traditional sort of atmosphere into these cinemas. And I think generally we're just pleased that moviegoers from all over the country will actually have a chance to taste this selection of 16 films in reality. Some of them would never even have a chance to come to Carlo Vivari, and this way we are coming after them. That's one thing. And another thing is we're going to do a physical panel discussions, nothing online. It's going to be Czech related, and we will really be inviting the high profile speakers from around the industry in the Czech Republic to actually start talking about what have we in fact learned from this crisis, and what are we taking with us for the future. Because for one moment, the industry had to stop, pause, take a deep breath, and consider how it's going to operate. And now when things are slowly returning back to normal, we have no guarantee that they will not, move astray again. So I think it's important to take this chance when we can see each other face to face and talk about these things. And that's also another discussion that will be taking place in Czech, in Prague.
Absolutely. It's a time for learning and it's a time for change.
Yes, let's see about that change part. I think there's still very little realization that this has not been something, just temporary. I think it just was a warning, and it's going to it gave us that feel of what it might look like in a couple of years ahead, when we really will need to start thinking of a more drastic change.
Well, nevertheless, I do still hope that there will be a Carlo Vivari Film Festival going forward.
Oh, no doubt. Whether in whatever format, we will be creative and we'll try to make it work.
All right. So let's remind our listeners, Eastern Promises Industry Section will be taking place online from the 6th to the 8th of July. There are different dates for the one-on-one meetings?
The one-on-one meetings are on the Thursday and Friday of that week, which is the 9th and 10th, I think.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. So we've got the dates covered. Are registrations still open?
We're not super open anymore. The deadline has passed, but if someone's very eager to join, if they just send an email to easternpromises@kviv.com, my colleagues will try and see what they can do.
Excellent. Hugo, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure connecting with you again, and best of luck with this year's edition of Eastern Promises Industry Section and anything Carlo Vivari related.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. And best of luck to everyone out there in the film industry.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.